It's great to be here. You know, this event proves that today is a great day to be a Texas Aggie. It's just another one of those things that shows that Texas A&M and Texas A&M University system are on the map. It's a pleasure to be with you here this morning. We're gathered here for the announcement of Cognizant's multi-year commitment to support STEM education programs here at Texas A&M University, one of the leading universities in the world, and of course, the greatest university in Texas. Science and math are essential elements of a well-rounded education. Unfortunately, America has seen a decline in these disciplines, which has made domestic impairment, or which has caused an impairment in the number of individuals in these disciplines and in the science, technology, engineering, and math fields. These fields supply the knowledge that is essential for innovation and development, and these are important to improving our country's current and future economy. In the U.S., student achievement in STEM discipline is considerably lower than students in many other countries worldwide. Increasing our student skills in these areas would bolster the ability for America to remain the economic and technical leader of the world. Many of you have heard me say on multiple occasions that basic research is the seed corn that we sow to maintain a future that is physically and economically healthy for our country. Today, our country's ability to sow that seed corn, to have a healthy basic research function like we have here at Texas A&M, is impaired. And they face many headwinds. One of those headwinds, of course, is the result of flat government funding, which arises from the fiscal challenges that the federal government faces in Washington. I think, however, another significant challenge faced by American basic research is a severe shortage of STEM graduates. Last year, Texas universities graduated about 6,000 students with psychology degrees, a field for which there were only a handful of jobs. Now, I'm not here to run down a psychology degree, but I'm here to talk about real-world economics. And there's no telling, these graduates were essentially not educationally fit for a lucrative career. And there's no telling how much student debt they had and how long it will take them to pay them off. Wouldn't it have been better if many of them had gotten a STEM education? If they had, they would face bright job prospects, and they would be working on the jobs that create a bright economic future, not only for themselves, but for their families, their community, and for our country. Undoubtedly, some of them would have pursued careers in basic research, thereby ensuring that our nation's technological seed corn remains robust and healthy. This brings us to why we are here today. In order to compete globally and to keep up with the expanding scientific and technical expertise, we must work to increase emphasis on science, technology, engineering, and math education. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 15 of the 20 fastest growing careers of the next decade require proficiency in science. Our nation's future success and security relies on these highly skilled individuals. Today's announcement of Cognizant's major STEM grant to Texas A&M ensures the university can continue its great work in STEM education and prepare current and future students to enter STEM fields. Cognizant provides information technology, consulting, and business process services to hundreds of companies across the country. They do great work in helping their customers build stronger businesses, and at the same time, they give back to the communities in which they're located. I recently had the pleasure of having Cognizant appear before my Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity during a field hearing in Waco regarding successful business practices for the hiring of veterans. All of us at the hearing were very impressed with the work that Cognizant has done for our nation's military men and women and its veterans. I applaud the partnership between Cognizant and Texas A&M and the great work that it will produce for the university, the state, and the nation.